This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault, it's Adrian Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we have got a guest for you today that is going to blow your mind. Not only is he a handsome man who looks just like a very good friend of mine, I was taken aback when I first saw him. He's got a similar vibe, and that's an extreme compliment, and it is great to have him on the show, and he blew your mind. I've never had you be so excited about something that happened to you, and I won't one-up you on the story, but man, I'm alive. How you doing, Adrian?
I am great, and yes, I'm so happy to have Steve Gordon with us today, and we will tell that story in just a second. Before we go there, we have a mutual friend in common by the name of Joe Soto.
Oh, Soto.
And he's just such a good guy, first of all. And, you know, he's always telling me, I know all these people, and he's always talking, and he goes, all right, like, seriously, tomorrow you need to talk to this guy because Steve Gordon he's so up your alley. He has the most incredible podcast. He's doing huge things, and you guys are on the same wavelength. And we jumped on a phone call about 2 months ago, and it was just instantaneous. Like, man, this guy really, really gets it. And he's all about contribution. And that's really, if you think about who we want to bring on this show, we want to bring people who are about making a powerful, positive, lasting contribution in the world. And that's who Steve is. And so, Steve Gordon, we're so happy to have you here today. Thanks for being here. How are you, buddy?
Tom, Adrian, I'm super excited to be here. It's been a little bit of time in the making, but we did it. We're here.
We sure did. So I got to be a guest on Steve's podcast, which is called The Unstoppable CEO, a couple of weeks ago. And what my dad was referring to is that I booked it. I'm all ready to go. I'm all excited. I love being on podcasts. And all of a sudden, about a week before the show is set to go live, I get this beautiful box in the mail that's got this decal that says The Unstoppable CEO on the outside of it. And I went, huh, I wasn't expecting anything like this. And so I end up going, I open this thing up. He has sent me this beautiful Yeti coffee mug that's got their branding on the outside of it. It's got this folder inside that's got all the resources and everything I need to know to be ready to do his show. And it just, it took something that I've done, probably close to 100 guest appearances on podcasts over the last 5 years. And I have never once had someone do that. And it was, it wasn't cheap. It cost them some money to do that. It didn't cost a ton of money, though. And the amount of free advertising I've given you from it, I'm sure made it an ROI. And I'm sure that happens all the time. And I know you didn't do it for that reason. You did it to make an impression and to signify, your appreciation of me being on the show. And yet, that's the beauty of contribution, right? Is that when you contribute into the lives of others, they want to contribute back into you. Isn't that right, Steve?
That's it. Well, I'll tell you, so I do the podcast really for a very selfish reason. Like, the audience, what they get out of it is fantastic. I'm really happy about that. But I do it so that I can meet really interesting people and start a relationship with them. And what more powerful way to start a relationship than to send them a gift to kind of memorialize our time together on the show. And so that was where it came from. And it's a lot of fun to do because people get them and they're surprised and they post them on social media and all kinds of stuff. And so it's a blast.
That's super cool. And you should talk about, you guys should both talk about this, because I think that's what you just shared kind of in passing here is, I think, something really powerful, right? Having a podcast, having a radio show can be one of the most incredible platforms and mechanisms and tools to be able to connect with people who you might never be able to have a conversation with otherwise, or might have a much, much harder path to get to them than when you have this. And that's really been true of you for the last 15, 20 years, right?
A guy owed me money gave me a radio show. I was with a guy named Ralph. Ralph was a creeper. And he was 10 times the creeper on the radio. So I realized I had to get rid of Ralph or we were going to all go to jail. So that was a little bad. So now I'm on the radio by myself, and it was radio, AM radio, 89% of the state of Colorado at that point. And I could just hear people falling asleep in their car with my monologue and running into embankments. So I knew I had to get good guests. And I walked into Barnes & Noble, and there was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I said, gee, many Christmas, I'm going to call that publicist, Mona Gambetta. And I call her on the phone, and she goes, oh, thank you for calling. I go, I want to interview Robert Kiyosaki. She goes, oh, no, you can't unless you interview all of his advisors first. And there were like 7 of them. So I got all the advisors. Then I got Kim Kiyosaki, and I finally got Robert. Every time, it was a little bigger. So I'm this tiny statue on a huge pedestal. But my statue just kept growing and growing and growing, which is what happened to anybody. And the next thing you know, you are like them. And as soon as Adrian told me about you, I went and looked first at you. I saw that you looked like my friend Garrett. And then I looked to who you interviewed to see where your cred was with me. And then I'm going, holy smokes, I got to meet this guy because he's where I want to be when I grow up. And that's what he did. I promise all of you, that's exactly how this goes.
Yep.
All of a sudden, when you first do your podcast, you're like, well, no one listened today. But then it grows, and then it grows. Never give up and take advice from guys like him, because he is the king at figuring it out. So this is an important show at a level most of you don't even recognize, but by the time we're done, you will. So back to you, buddy.
Yeah, so Steve... You know, he made reference to this. You've had some really, really high profile guests on your podcast over the years, to include Dr. Ben Hardy and Dan Sullivan separately, who have co-written a couple of amazing, amazing books together, including one that is probably the favorite book I've read in the last couple of years called Who Not How.
And yeah, I love it.
So, so good. And so talk about how this podcast for you personally has evolved and has begun to open larger and larger doors. Let's talk about that, and then we can talk about starting your own podcast maybe on the next segment. So what is that like for you?
Well, the way Tom described it is the way it sort of goes. You start with whoever you can get.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the first 3 or 4 guests that I had were clients, and they weren't going to say no to me. And the 5th guest was a really great friend of mine who I've known for years, and he wasn't going to say no to me. And, you know, I started going out and putting it out in my network. And, you know, I think people get intimidated, like, how am I going to get a Dan Sullivan? Well, we didn't start there. So we started slow, and then I put it out to my network. And I happened to have, you know, spent a little bit of time networking with others, you know, in marketing, and they have audiences and they know people. And so one dot leads to another, which I think you guys probably know something about. And sooner or later, I'm getting introduced to Ben Hardy, and he's amazing. He's been actually on the podcast twice. And it's been a blast. We talked about Who Not How right before that book came out. I'd love to get him back and talk about The Gap in the Game, which I think is a phenomenal book. And Dan Sullivan, the interesting thing with that, I'm a strategic coach client, and my program advisor said, hey, you should really interview Dan. And it took about 6 months to get it all arranged.
Wow.
And you just got to stay persistent. But it worked. So yeah, the great thing about a podcast or a radio show or any kind of media platform is that you have a place to invite people. And even if you don't have a big audience, you have a place where they can go and they can be interviewed and appear as the expert. And they want to do that. People who are out there building a business want to do that. It's a whole lot easier to get them to come talk to you than you believe.
I think that's so true. And, you know, even just in my own experience, right? Like, number one, it's not that easy to tell And that's, I think, a little known secret. And number two, you know, you're just honored in the first place. And so it's not like people are saying to you, okay, well, show me your metrics before I'm willing to come on, except, you know, the really, really big yes might be like that. Most great people out there are, you know, they're just gracious. And speaking of whom, this is a guy who you should know, Jordan Adler, who is just a legend, you know, multi-best-selling author, incredible, incredible guy, knows everybody, and just makes everybody feel like they're so important that it's, he just, I love this guy. So, Jordan, we love you. And, oh, man, look at that. Now I must have, my flattery must have paid off. I love you, Jordan. So, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about connecting people. It's about having everybody contributing into one another's lives. And whatever story you have about little old me and little old my podcast, that's the story that you're making up. Because if you can hone your skills enough to give a great interview, to ask good questions, to be attentive, to give the other person that opportunity to shine and to show what they do best, they're going to love you for it, and it's going to enhance your relationship, and they're going to want to make referrals to you. And you're seeing that exact same thing. Jordan just keeps dropping compliments in the chat. That's too cute. So that's the whole thing, right, is it's like you keep seeing it becomes this thing that builds on itself, and you start with what might seem like a small guest, and everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and all of a sudden now you're landing the big fish, right?
I mean, pretty soon you end up with the Adrian Chenault on your show, and everything changes.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's all connection, and it's all it's being nice to every human being you meet for the rest of your life, because every human being that you meet probably know somebody that is going to blow your mind. And looking through people instead of at them is a terrible idea, and don't do it. It's that simple. I'm going to show you in a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is really important stuff. And is Pete Vargas one of your guys? Do you know Pete Vargas?
Vargas? I know Pete. Yep.
I'll never
forget. It's been a couple of years since we've connected, but yeah, I know Pete. He's a great guy.
I'll never forget when he said OPS. You need to get, if you want to do it, you got to get on other people's stages. And you have got a doctorate in it, Steve Gordon, and learning it from you and watching what the interaction and the appreciation that you showed Adrian for him coming on your podcast was like in the top 1% of all the people we've ever interviewed. So I just want to acknowledge you, because I know you're a true pro. And everybody needs to listen to the rest of this show, because you're going to learn something about being a better human being, as well as a lot of great business tips. So we're coming right back, right after this, on the Genesis Communication Network. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And we're back. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we have got the one and only Steve Gordon with us, who is a rock star. And back to you, Adrian Chenault.
That, if only our friends on the radio could have seen that transition from commercial back to show. That was
masterful.
Train wreck turned, stuck the landing of epic proportions. So yep. You're an old pro, Tom Chenault.
I landed it.
So, Steve, I want to talk about, to somebody that is here with us today that either has dreamed of starting a podcast for a long time and hasn't had the courage to dip their toe in the bucket, or has maybe gotten started, gotten a little overwhelmed, got stuck, you know, put two or three episodes out 2 years ago, and now they're going, well, now what the heck do? I let this thing die on the vine. What would you say about really turning this into something that feeds your business?
So I've been there, and, you know, I've had those fears about what do you do when you get started. My first podcast actually was way back in 2012, before podcasting was cool and you had to be a real geek to do it. And that podcast actually led to probably the biggest week of success in my career. So I interviewed, we did a weekly podcast. So I interviewed folks, you know, every week, 52 in a year, stopped after a year because we got busy, because it worked and we got lots of clients out of it. But through those relationships that I built over the course of 2012, I kept in touch. And in 2014, I wrote my first book, which is called Unstoppable Referrals. And I didn't know what I was doing. Never released a book before. I finally got the book out of me after trying a couple of times and failing to write a book. And I just wanted to get out into the world. And, you know, the average nonfiction book only sells about 300 copies in its lifetime. And I thought if I could at least do 301, I'd be doing amazing. So I reached back out to these 52 people that I built this relationship with 2 years before. I'd interviewed them on a podcast. And 15 of the 52 said, yeah, I'd love to share your book when it comes out. You know, and they'd read a pre-release copy and they liked it. And when we launched, those 15 people shared the book. We got the book out to 5,268 people in a week.
Wow.
Those relationships that I built through that podcast changed my life. Because those people were willing to share the book. Some of them had really big audiences and some of them had little teeny tiny networks. It didn't matter. They all shared it. And the cumulative effect was phenomenal. We doubled our business that year and the year after because of that. We still get clients. Just in the last 2 weeks, I've landed two deals from people who got my book from 6 or 7 years ago. And, you know, just that trail effect is phenomenal. But it all started with the relationships that I built all the way back 10 years ago now on that original podcast. And so if you're worried about it, don't worry about it because you're just talking to another human being. I don't even think about the audience. I look at it as the opportunity to really get to know somebody. And you guys do a lot of networking. Tom, you're a master at it. I wish I'd known everything that you shared, you know, 20 years ago when I was getting started. But
so did I.
There was a time in my career when I basically was renting out a table at the local coffee shop, and I'd have coffee date after coffee date after coffee date. And what I noticed about a lot of those meetings is that the other person would show up sort of frazzled and late sometimes and not really prepared and didn't know where we were going with it. And that's not how podcast guests show up. You know what? They show up with their A game every time. You know why? Because they're on stage. The spotlight's on them. And so it just brings this great energy to build a great relationship.
I love that. And I think the most important thing I love about it is that everything you just said is through the lens of relationship, right? Like these, I think one of the things that often happens inside of whether it's a podcast, whether it's anything, any kind of content we create, a book, a podcast, you know, videos, whatever you're doing, is we get obsessed about thinking that the content is the main thing. And eventually maybe it will be because you build something that, you know, you're Joe Rogan or whatever, and like the content has reached beyond your wildest dreams. The only way that that ever comes to fruition is that you realize that these are a mechanism for creating and sustaining relationship, and you lean into the relationships, and that's what opens the door. So I want you to reflect back. We're going to take a break here in a second. I want you to reflect back on what Steve said, right? He didn't talk about, oh my gosh, my podcast caught fire and billions of people heard it and I'm, you know, this famous author as a result of that. He said, I built relationships. I kept those relationships. And I was able to market my book through that. And so we're going to talk about that. We're actually going to talk about books as well on the other side of the break. So we're talking to Steve Gordon from the Unstoppable CEO.
Not Tom Gordon.
We're on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned home to Tokyo on Saturday. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday amid several ethics scandals. Overall, Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. And you'll notice I haven't said much on this show because I don't have much to say because these guys are so good at what they do. Him and him, not me. And I am telling you, I have so much to learn from them. It's unbelievable. You want to buy his book. You want to retain whatever it is he's got that can get you to the next level because they're at the next level. And I'm bonking away at what I do, but I am telling you what, I've watched him elevate, I've watched Steve elevate, and I want you guys to elevate. And the way that you do that is a little bit like the book referenced earlier, Who Not How. You may not be able to have all this bandwidth at age 71 to figure all this jazz out, but you sure know somebody that can, and that's what we're doing here. So take it away, Adrian.
Awesome. So I want to talk a little bit about your story, Steve, because I think your story inspires what you do, and I think that's a really cool tie-in. And I want to talk a little bit about relationships as a tie into this as well, because this is kind of a cool thing. So I mentioned at the top of the show, Steve and I talked a couple of months ago. So when Steve and I exactly talked was on May 19th. And I remember that I would not have remembered the day exactly if it weren't for contact mapping. I'm looking at my contact mapping now. I do remember though, and it's amazing the way our memories work. I do remember vividly, I was standing outside of my favorite breakfast place called Garden Gate here in Longmont, Colorado. I had just finished an incredible breakfast with a guy named Young Barlow, who's just an amazing entrepreneur. And I stepped out and I was standing outside the restaurant and I got on the phone with Steve, who I'd met through Joe. And we had this great conversation, and it was the best conversations are the ones, I think, where you just instantly can tell, like, we're on the same wavelength. Like, we don't have to do a bunch of posturing. We get each other. And that's how I felt about Steve. And so this is what I wrote down the day that I met Steve as my little Cliff's Notes to myself that I wanted to make sure I remembered after our conversation. I said, he lives in Florida. I met him through Joe Soto. His dad was an accountant, and Steve originally trained as an engineer. He got stuck trading his time for money, and he's now creating a platform to help knowledge workers to write a book, start a podcast, and sell a course to create leverage and freedom for themselves. So that's what I wanted to remember about Steve. And I think the thing that really struck a chord for me, Steve, and so maybe we can start there in delving a little deeper into your story, is that part of what inspired you was in some ways kind of following in your dad's footsteps, even though it was in a different knowledge work career, and yet reflecting on your dad's story and your own story leading you into what you were doing today. And so talk about this kind of transition from being an engineer to realizing that there was a bigger mission for you.
Well, you know, I was an accidental engineer. I'd gone through about 12 other majors in college, and that's the only one that would stick.
You finally figured out you were good at differential equations? That doesn't happen too often, Steve.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen too often. Most people go running the other way. But, you know, it was a long and crooked route to get there, but we got there. And, you know, and I got out of school. I was really fortunate. I got hired by a tiny little firm. I don't know what made me take this job. It was not the most prestigious job by any stretch of the imagination, but the guy that I went to work for had a vision, and I was the 10th employee, and 4 years after college, I was running the place, buying him out. And that was a tremendous experience because I didn't know anything about business. I certainly didn't know anything about selling or marketing or any of that, and I had to learn. When I got there, the way that, like, our strategic business development plan was watch the phone. When it rings, pick it up. And if it doesn't ring, get busy and do some work. And hopefully it rings, you know, hopefully cross your fingers, it rings. So we didn't really have a plan. And so I had to get good at it, and we got pretty good at it and were able to grow that firm. But I realized that I was a lot more interested in growing businesses and helping others do what we were doing than the technical work itself. After a while, I mean, in Florida, there's only so many ways you can build a flat road. You know, it's not like Colorado where there's all kinds of interesting mountains to go around and up and over. It's just flat. So it was time for something new. And, you know, watching my dad's experience and then knowing what most everybody, you know, in all of my peers in professional services were going through, they are expert at what they do, and most of them are awful at promoting what they do, and people need their help. And I felt like I'd figured out a few things around that, and so I just wanted to start working with people to do that. So that's what we've been doing.
That's super cool. And so you talked, there's kind of three different mediums that you have helped your clients to pursue. So starting their own podcast, writing their own book, and creating their own course, right?
Yeah. So we figured out that if you create three assets,
yep,
that's kind of all that you need. There's all kinds of people running around telling you that you know, buy my next fancy widget and my next shiny object tactic. But if you're trying to sell your expertise, you need some foundational assets. And a book is the first one. And the book is the very best lead generator I've ever found. So if you want to take your really great ideas, and I know Jordan mentioned in the comments his book, Beach Money, which is awesome. It is on the shelf back there somewhere. And you take a book like that, and now you have a way to spread your ideas far and wide, and you don't have to show up. Most of us package our ideas in the single most expensive package that we could ever put it in, ourselves. Yeah. It's hard to ship ourselves around. You know, it's costly and expensive, but if you can take those ideas, those really captivating ideas that attract people to you, and then put them into a book that others can share, now you have a way to make a big impact. So that's sort of asset number one. Asset number two is a podcast, because once you've got a book that can spread the ideas, now you need relationships with people that know people you don't know. I mean, a great friend of mine says there's only two types of prospects in the world. The ones you know and the ones you don't know. Right. And so you need to go talk to the people who know the ones you don't know so you can get introduced. And the book is a great way to then get introduced. And then having a course or some other way to package that knowledge so that you're disconnecting from delivering it with your time is the third big asset to have.
That is so huge. And I think, you know, I'm just going to put myself in the shoes of me, first of all. And probably a lot of people watching and listening right now is, that sounds great, but holy crap, that sounds like a lot of work, or that sounds really hard, or I wouldn't know where to start, or how on earth would I ever go about doing that? And you really put yourself into helping people to learn how to do that, right?
Well, yeah, it's a huge problem. I hesitated to get into that for a long time. We would, you know, we were giving people the advice that they needed to do these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't really give them the tools to do it for a long time because I knew it was a lot of work. You know, at that point I'd written a book and I'd failed twice at doing that. I tried a podcast and failed. And I didn't fail, but we didn't carry it on because it was a lot of work. And so, we had enough clients start to ask us, hey, I see you've had the success. Could you do that for me? And we started to reverse engineer the process. And so now we help our clients deliver the podcast side for those that need that, and kind of give them a white glove way to do it where all they have to do is show up and talk. And on the book side, we've really gotten that down to where you can write a book inside of 30 days for the writing part and 90 days to go and get your first piece of business from it.
That's amazing. And so I want to talk about that because you and I were talking the other day, and you know, you not only have you done that for close to 100 clients where you've really stepped them through the process, just like we were talking about a second ago, you were telling me, so you have now really broken that down and actually created a book that's all about how to do this, right?
Yeah, we've taken our whole process, and I just finished my latest book, and it's called The Magnetic Author Method, and we may be changing the name here right before the launch. It'll be officially available in about 2 weeks, but just for your friends and your audience, we're making it available today as a pre-release. It may be renamed to The $1 Million Book in the next week or so, but right now, it's the Magnetic Author Method, and I see it's up there on the screen. So for folks that are listening or here live, we'd love for you to go get a copy of it, you know, on us. And I hope you learn something. I mean, and you've got my full system for how to put a book together in no time flat.
That is so awesome. And thank you for, so this book's going to be like a major bestseller in 2 weeks. And we got Steve to let you have a digital copy of it for free before it even launches. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. I just went and got my copy, and I'm really, really looking forward to reading this because I, you know, how long have we been talking about writing a book?
Well, he's been waiting for me to write a book for 25 years, but I have this story like, who would read it? It's going to be terrible. But I was just sitting here, as Steve was thinking, I got to hire Steve to write a book called How I Grew Up with a Successful Lunatic by Adrian Chenault. And he could do that. That's what we're going to do. So we're hiring you to have
it. I love the title. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be good at it. I suck. So
it's so important. And I, you know, what you said that really hit home for me. And there's a woman who's here right now. Her name's Françoise Miracle. And Françoise was born in an internment camp in World War II. We lost Steve. He'll be back in a second. Françoise barely survived her childhood. She is truly a miracle in every possible sense of the word. And she has written a book. And she's got another book in her because she is that kind of person and she has that big of a dream. And so I just think that the successful lunatic, that somebody threw in the chat, that's too funny. That's what it's about. And so it is going to be that big. And so I just cannot commend highly enough the importance of going and checking out what Steve has created right now. And so we've got one more segment. We're going to take one last break here. We've got Steve Gordon from the Unstoppable CEO. You have got to go and check out magneticauthorbook.com right now on the break. Make sure you do it because in about a week, this thing's going live and that free offer is going to go away. So go and grab your copy of that for free right now. It is worth your time. We'll be back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault and Steve Gordon. And this guy is a rock star. You can just feel his power and his, you know, he's soft-spoken. It's measured, but every word that comes out of his mouth, everybody's hanging on. And he just spoke, and during the break, he was speaking about what it's like just to be talking to people that are familiar with this venue and how fun it is to go back and forth with somebody that actually knows what they're talking about. And we can feel it, sir. And I just wanted to acknowledge that in front of everybody, because that magnetic author book, you want to go get it for the price. Is it free?
It's free. $3.99.
All right, good. Well, you can't beat that price.
Yeah.
I can afford that. So that's going to be exciting. So
yeah. And, and if he changes the name, it's going to be a collector's item, because we'll have the only copies that have the other title on it.
I love
that's
it.
That's it.
So cool. So, Steve, you've got a big vision to help these people who have all of this knowledge contained inside of them, that have all of this power and are, you know, the world needs what they have and they've got to get it out of them. This show, we call it the Legacy Leadership Show, and legacy is not about after you die. Legacy is about what is the lasting set of ripples that you're creating through your work right now and into the future. And so, you know, what's your vision for the impact that you hope to create in the world through this work that you're doing?
So there are millions of everyday experts that are in your community, and you know who they are. They're amazing at what they do, and at the same time, they're the best kept secret in town. And our mission is to pull them out of the shadows, because they need a bigger platform, and the people that need their help need to know that they're there. And that's really what we exist to do. And so, I love doing it. You know, I learn so much. You know, I'll sit in on interviews with our authors, you know, that our writers are conducting, and I'm just blown away by what they're able to do and the ideas that they bring to the table that, but for going through this process, no one would know about. What a shame. Yeah.
That is so huge. And you're exactly right. And what I think is also so cool is all of these people that you think of as these big brands or these big, you know, they're the person that is the name in whatever category. They didn't start that way. They made a decision to act as if, to operate as if, to create and play bigger and to get out of their own way and to take that knowledge that's inside of them and that special sauce that makes them unique and stop undervaluing it and put it out there in the world. And these things begin to take on a life of their own. And so for every one of us, you know, you have something inside of you that the world needs, and whatever story you may be telling yourself about that that you're not deserving or that you haven't earned the right or whatever, that's all made up. You get to plant the flag and to be bigger if you'll choose to do it. And nobody's ever going to come and appoint you. Nobody's ever going to come and say, okay, you're good enough now. You have to decide that for yourself. And once you do, all sorts of things will just begin to align that are going to support you in that journey. You just have to make the first move. And I think what Steve is creating that I think is so special and so powerful is he's laying the blueprint and he's laying the track in front of you to help you to do that. Because otherwise there's a million things that you might feel like you need to know to start. And again, none of that's true. You just have to take the step. You've got to go and get the Magnetic Author book. So go to magneticauthorbook.com and go and get that book and check out what Steve's up to. It's the same thing with contact mapping. You know, you'd say, I could never be like Tom Chenault. I could never have all these relationships. I could never have 16,000 people in my phone. I could never be touching base with all these people. Well, yes, you could. It starts with you. It starts now. It starts with the circle you have today. And all of a sudden, things start building on it, and people start introducing you to bigger and better and more accomplished people, and doors start opening that you didn't even know were there. And that's the name of the game, and that's really the magic of connection, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking about something that happened earlier in the show. Jordan Adler wrote, "I want an introduction." And then I started thinking about one time I asked Jordan Adler for that very thing. And while we were sitting there, he texted Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, and said, "My buddy Tom Chenault wants a connection with you." Done. Same thing happened with Tom Ziegler and Bob Bodine. Done. And it's because I have influence and you have influence, and if you people want to learn this game, it's by being that person people want to introduce to people. You can do that starting today. If you want self-esteem, you get there by doing esteemable things, and that's being your word. And I love the fact, I would introduce Jordan Adler to anybody and do it proudly. And that's what I want to be when I grow up. I want people to feel that way about me. And Steve, I think that that exemplifies who you are, and you're a miracle on wheels, sir. And that's cool, right?
Super cool.
Yeah, we've got an unbelievable show on it with a guy named Will Vaught. He's from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And my friend Natasha, who is one of the most amazing women on the planet around recovery. It's going to be a recovery show next week. I've been sober 33 years, and I want you to watch this show because you know somebody in the popcorn popper. So get on next week. I love you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.